Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. We come celebrating this wonderful 26th Sunday of Ordinary Time, giving thanks to God for this season of hope that we all indeed always rely that we have in our Lord, and asking Him to strengthen our faith in Him always. Welcome to those of you visiting us here in the cathedral. Welcome to your home away from home, and thank you for your presence here. And also want to welcome all of you joining us via television, radio, internet, social media. Thank you for letting us come into your homes to be with you at the hospital or nursing homes or wherever you may be this day. Please know how we always keep you in our prayers and pray that the love, peace, and joy of Christ our Savior is always in the midst of where you are and where you live. On this Sunday, we also give thanks to God for Priesthood Sunday. We pray in a special way for all of our priests and to all of my brother priests and all our priests throughout the world. Happy Priesthood Sunday. And I ask that we all show a great appreciation for all that they do, all that they give of their daily lives for all of us, and giving thanks to God for the high priest he is, Jesus himself, who shares that priesthood with all of us and allows himself to be ever present in our midst. To celebrate these wonderful sacred mysteries, let us call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who manifests your mighty power above all by pardoning and showing your mercy, bestow, we pray, your grace abundantly upon us, and make those hastening to attain your promises heirs to the treasures of heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to Moses. Taking some of the spirit that was on Moses, the Lord bestowed it on the 70 elders. And as the spirit came to rest on them, they prophesied. Now two men, one named Eldad and the other Medad, were not in the gathering, but had been left in the camp. They too had been on the list, but had not gone out to the tent. Yet the Spirit came to rest on them also, and they prophesied in the camp. So when a young man quickly told Moses, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp, Joshua, son of Nun, who from his youth had been Moses' aide, said, "Moses, my Lord, stop them." But Moses answered him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the people of the Lord were prophets. Would that the Lord might bestow his spirit on them all." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. James. Come now, you rich, weep and wail over your impending miseries. Your wealth has rotted away. Your clothes have become moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and that corrosion will be a testimony against you. It will devour your flesh like a fire. You have stored up treasure for the last days. Behold, the wages you withheld from the workers who harvested your fields are crying aloud, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on the earth in luxury and pleasure. You have fattened your hearts for the day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the righteous one. He offers you no resistance. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. At that time, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we celebrate again this 26th Sunday of Ordinary Time, we again, as mentioned earlier, acknowledge Priesthood Sunday and how important it is for all of us to give thanks to God for such a presence in our lives. Recalling all of those priests that you have come to know along your journey who have baptized you or your children or your grandchildren, do you remember them? As you do, say thank you. The one who distributed First Holy Communion to you when you were but a mere lad or a young girl, do you remember him? Say thank you. The one who witnessed your beloved marriage when you entered the sanctuary of God, wherever that may have been, do you remember the one who stood before you, who accepted that promise on God's behalf that you made to God as you took each other as husband and wife. Do you remember him? Say thank you. The one who anointed your beloved or you in a most vulnerable moment of your life or theirs when you became sick. Do you remember him? Say thank you. Especially in those particular moments where it was the last rites for our beloved. Offering the apostolic pardon of sin to be able to be embraced in the fullness of God's love. Or what about the moment where we were guilty of sin, needing that forgiveness, and we hear, I absolve you, go in peace. Do you remember him? Say thank you. These could all be different priests. God only knows how many. Because I don't know how many times you've gone to confession. Only you do. But I hope it's more than in your lifetime. Because some of you have been here for a long time. But that first communion, or that second and third or fourth, or every time we come, my dear family, this is Christ's gift to you and me. It's his presence. Yes, using flawed vessels, using broken vessels, such as ourselves, but nevertheless, using this weak vessel to bring about the strength that is his. But make no mistake, he does the same thing with you in your marriages. You too are a weak vessel. You too are a broken vessel. But guess what? He uses you to be a great husband, a great wife, a great mom, a great dad, a great son, a great daughter, if you let him. Which is why it can never be you first. It must be Christ first. And when we allow this to happen, we can come to realize what the psalm just said. The law of the Lord is perfect. It revives the soul. His precepts revive the soul. His gift that can only come from him revives our lives. From the moment that we enter those waters and are cleansed of that original sin, and anoint it with our own priesthood ministerially. But then to confirm us, to nourish us, to cleanse us, to anoint us. It's all about reviving the very life that is yours. And that is what we appreciate in Priesthood Sunday. That in spite of, yes, the sinful men he chooses, through them, through him, he brings to you what frees you and me from sin. Mercy. Through him, he brings to you and me what we need. Communion. Eucharist with the Lord. Through him, for you, for me, he brings us newness of life so that it opens the doors to all other gifts that that life deserves in the Eucharist, in the gift of the Holy Spirit, in the gift of pardoning of sins, in the gift of the beautiful oneness that many of you share in marriage. How beautiful it is that there is such a presence in your life and in mine. I remember my old pastor, Monsignor Alvaro, God rest his soul. He gave me first communion, first confession. I'll never forget him. Was he a nice man? No. No. Not even close. But he was a generous man. generous with his time, generous with his very presence. But he expected something of the rest of us. Those were the good old days, huh? But what can we say that we expect today? I hope it's very much of the same that we've been receiving since Christ instituted the priesthood, where he's able to make himself present to all of us and give to us what is of him, so that we can be caught up in the richness that is of God, not the riches of the world, as St. James refers to. And we can come to understand how there are those who, yes, work in the Lord's vineyard that don't necessarily belong to this flock, but guess what? If they are for Christ, they are our brother and sister. They are. And hand in hand, we can all work together against the enemy. But if we allow the enemy to convince us they're not with us, then the enemy wins. But the purity of heart allows us to realize the joy of our hearts that can recognize someone who's willing to work with us for the sake of the souls that God always wants to be saved. For Jesus never wants anyone to be condemned, ever. He wants everyone to be saved. And that's a huge task in this world where he's constantly made fun of. And so is his priesthood, by the way. How often the priest is the target of so much that is not good. But we give thanks to God for those who persevere, for those who keep giving, for those who keep believing, and for those who keep serving. In spite of those who didn't, we have to remember there are those who still do. And for that, we have to say, thank you, Lord, for such a great gift in my life and my family's life that brings us what Christ wants us to have. Oneness with him, so that when I do stumble and fall, I know I will be forgiven. When I am weak in spirit, I can approach and be strengthened in his Eucharist. And when I, for some reason or another, am doubting what I am capable of doing, you will be reminded of your baptismal call. And together, we will see he who is the Word, he who is the truth, in whom we are all consecrated in, and through whom we are called to live out where he has us, and how he has us. And we do it for the glory and the honor that is his. So my dear family, this Sunday, celebrate what we have received. And who is there that lets us receive it? It is his priesthood. For he reminded you and me, I will not abandon you. I will not forsake you. I will be with you until the end of the ages, until you are welcomed by me into the eternal kingdom, and I stand before you as the high priest that I have always been and always will be. Praise be to God that he has such a love for you and for me. And praise be to God that you yourself, in your ministerial priesthood, are doing the same. Because remember, you're all priests as well. You're anointed priest, prophet, and king. And I say thank you to you for inspiring us when we see that priesthood lived out in you, in how you love your family, where you are entrusted with the domestic church, and there partake in what you're meant to always have, a love that is divvied up where there's enough for everyone. When we see all that you sacrifice in that love for those God entrusted to you to take care of. Truly, there is a lot wrong with the world. No question about it. But there's a lot that is right about the world when you are in it and you remember who you are and who called you to be that person, where he has you, where he sends you, and serve him there generously, faithfully, and wholeheartedly. Praise be to God for the priesthood that will never go away. Praise be to God for the priesthood that will never fade away. And praise be to God for the priesthood that reminds us that he is with us always and everywhere. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great faith and our Father's love, let us ask that he hear the needs we now present.
For the church, that we may have the courage to shine a light on our own faults and failings, exercising what causes us to sin, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation, that we may always strive to live up to our ideals, taking special care of those without political or economic power and working for the common good, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase of the blessings of humility and self-sacrifice among all people, so that we may be increasingly willing to assist those who are in need, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Especially for all the priests who have ministered faithfully and honorably throughout our lives and the life of this parish, that they know our appreciation, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Ruben Moreno, Mr. and Mrs. Gregorio Farias, and Joe D. Lopez, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all of those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. And my dear family, I ask that we pray for the repose of the soul of Bishop Raimundo Pena, who passed away this last week, a retired bishop from Brownsville, but a priest of ours here from Corpus Christi, ordained in this cathedral, and giving thanks to God for all that he has given in his life of service, that he may now rest from his labors of love. Let us pray to the Lord. Father, all of this we do ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. For the praise and glory of his name. Grant us, O merciful God, that this our offering may find acceptance with you, and that through it the wellspring of all blessing may be laid open before us, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. Gloria. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Together with faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, power, and glory. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Peace, Deacon. Peace.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
stand in prayer.
May this heavenly mystery, O Lord, restore us in mind and body, that we may be co-heirs in glory with Christ, to whose suffering we are united whenever we proclaim his death, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Oh my goodness, there was an announcement. Now I forgot. Oh. What was it? Yeah. Oh, read the bulletin. So, and it's in there, I think. But if it's not, then So, religious ed registration still is going on. So please, if you haven't, please register your children. Any questions, please see Miss Nelly, who is taking care of overseeing our catechesis here. So praying you have a wonderful, blessed Sunday. And please say a prayer for all our priests today. And say a prayer right here. This holy orders that more men answer the call. Pray for that young man who's just wondering, is he calling me? Pray for him. You're going to push him over and say, yes, he is. So this is good. And it really is a wonderful and exciting journey that the Lord has us on. So please pray for them. And as we make our way, let us pray also that we just continue to be present in the love, peace, and joy of our Lord wherever he sends us this giving week. The Lord be with you. May the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Thanks be to God. Now before we go, I think we're still on air, right? So point to them. And all of you wish our priests, turn to them, not to me. So turn, and we are going to say Happy Priesthood Sunday to all our priests, all right? But I hope you're looking at them from somewhere, all right? On a count of three. One, two, three.
Happy Priesthood Sunday.
A little bit more excitement, of course, you know. No. But all in all, thank you so much. And now wish each other a very blessed Sunday. I'm Father Pete Alisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.